And good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch. This is Tuesday, July the 8th. And of course, we have Mike Humble and Tim O'Dell in with us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Now, did you like that, gentlemen?
Thank you.
You liked that, didn't you?
I have no royalty claim.
You brought him some donuts this morning.
Did you bring some donuts?
So,
he did.
Man, that's awesome.
I didn't say that.
That's awesome. I'm glad you brought us some donuts.
Got you some donuts.
That's a blessing. It really is. Oh, man, but it's good to have
y'all.
You got
me full gospel there, Brian.
Well, that's right.
There you go.
That's right. But it's good to have y'all in the studios today. I know it's been a little while.
Yeah.
Now, Tim was here back a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Tim was here. Yeah.
But for you, it's been a little while.
Yeah, been a little while.
He's been hanging out everywhere.
He's been hanging out everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm glad you decided you want to come and see me today.
Well, I come see you, Brian.
Appreciate that.
Janice said, you should make sure you tell Brian hello, my wife. You
know, well, hi to Janice this morning.
Yeah, she's...
Yes, hello.
She's a hard worker at it, so yeah.
Uh-huh.
Brian, tell me something about you. What have you been doing with yourself lately?
What have I been doing myself lately? My goodness.
Besides getting up early doing radio.
Of course, I guess, I know that you've heard about the kidney stones.
Yep.
Of course, I had those, you know, busted up.
They say that's
up.
pretty painful.
You know, I didn't have a lot of trouble with these, but where it was located at, they had to bust it up because it would not come out. So they had to bust it up. But I didn't have a lot of pain with it, so that's okay. Now, after surgery, which I explained to some folks, was pretty rough. I told the doctor when I met with him, I said, are you sure you all didn't beat me up back there? I said, because I said, I've never been this sore coming out of a, you know, I'd been put to sleep several times, but... First time I ever come out, my mouth was all, I was all sore underneath my neck, and I was a sore in different places. And I was like, I've never been this sore before. And, of course, I joked with him. I said, you sure you didn't dock me one back here? He said, no, I didn't. I said, okay, just making sure. But anyway, other than that, I mean, you know, been pretty good. Can't complain. God's good.
All the time.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, where are we going at this morning?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about love this morning, and I think Tim may talk something about Revelation. I'm not sure where he's at.
Okay.
We're studying that at the Bible study in Russellville. Anybody wants to come?
10:30 this morning.
10:30 at the Gopi House.
I think we're going to be in Carrico Center this morning.
Carrico Center this morning, fair at 501 Johnson Street in Russellville next to H&H Sheet Metal.
Okay.
So we have Bible study there. Everybody's welcome to come, anybody in the area. And Tim does a teaching there, and it's a good fellowship.
Okay, so we're going to talk about love, and we're going to talk about Revelations.
That's really about love.
It really is.
God would not be warning people if he didn't love them.
You got it. That's very true. Very, very true.
Local Christian Radio, 100% listener funded. We're in our 43rd year of broadcasting, and soon we'll celebrate 44 years on August 3rd. Hello, I'm Ken Cummins, General Manager of Missionary Radio. Local means a major part of our mission field is the area we cover with 89.3 FM, Hopkinsville, Fort Campbell, Clarksville, 91.7 FM in the Madisonville area, 90.5 FM all of Western Kentucky, and 98.9 FM Dixon, Tennessee, and in partnership worldwide with TWR. Radio is still a major way to share the gospel. Right now is a critical time for us. We need our old partners to return. Our current partners, we say thank you, and if you can help out more, we ask you to consider it, and new partners to join us. Funds are low. Go to missionary.radio, click on donate, and use your debit or credit card through Cornerstone Payment Systems, or send your gift to Missionary Radio, Post Office Box 1029, Hopkinsville 42241. We are 100% listener funded Missionary Radio.
The world needs King Jesus. Missionary Radio.
And welcome back to the Front Porch. So which one are we going to talk about first? We're going to talk about love or revelation?
Well, you know, love is what we need today.
What's
that song that you sing, The World Needs Love? Who was it sang that song? Remember, what was that?
I don't know.
Love. I can't remember it now. Tim, you know.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. I agree with that.
You know, but love is really, you know, that's the example that Christians are supposed to set, is love.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but love can win the multitudes, right?
Yes.
Love, am I right on that?
Well,
love is what softens a person's heart.
Yeah.
Apart from love, a heart stays hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we love somebody even if they're a sinner?
It's what Scripture says.
Okay. Not just because they're a Christian.
No, just because they're a human being.
Just, yeah.
Well, we got to love people no matter what. 1 Corinthians 13 is love chapter, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was talking about, some of that today. Because, you know, we're in public. You know, people listening to us right now, they may be going down the road to work or they may be at home. I'm not sure where you be. But we know that the greatest thing that we can show is love.
Yeah.
Love conquers things.
Really does.
You know, love can turn an attitude, a sour attitude, into a good attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we approach people, you know, there's so much divorce today.
Yes.
A lot of divorce, you know. I mean, statistics have gone crazy since Tim and I were boys, you know, because we're not until our age. Because Tim's the old man in the group here. But...
yeah.
He likes to rub that in, don't he?
He has for years.
He likes to rub that in.
When we were in our 30s, he was doing it.
Yeah,
he was
still, yeah.
And that's been a long time ago.
But Tim, you know, when we think about it, you know, things have changed so much with
yes.
older generation. And, you
yes.
know, we
yes.
a lot of our listeners are the older generation sometimes. And,
yes.
and you know, things... When we see the world changing as fast as it is,
yeah,
and especially respect,
oh gosh,
for people and stuff,
the absence of it.
You know what happened to young people opening up a door for somebody that's, you know, just out of being nice, or opening it up for an elderly person, you know, and. Or helping them cross the street. You just don't see a lot of that anymore, you know?
Has to do with how you're raised.
That's yeah, it.
Sure it does.
I mean, it has to do with how you're raised and, you know, show love. You know, just the other day I told my wife, I said to one of the young girls that works at our drive through there in Elkton at the gas station, I pulled through there and she come and she smiled. She said, "You're one of my favorite customers." She said, "You always have a smile on your face. You're
yeah,
always happy."
Yeah.
You know, and I know back several months ago I explained to one of them, I said, "Well, when you got Jesus in you," I said, "that's the way you're supposed to be." I said, even in my bad days, I try my hardest to let that light shine.
Yep.
Even when you don't feel good. I mean, you know, because you want to be that example to somebody. You want to show love to somebody, you know, through your actions. Because I don't know about you, but I want people to look upon me and say, "Hey, I want what they got. What's going on with them? Let's go talk to them about it," you know.
Well, what
be prepared
say?
To give an answer, the Scripture says.
That's right. True. That's
and,
true.
And if you walk in love, when I talk about walking in love, I mean, you know, some of the characteristics in 1 Corinthians 13 talks about love. Some of the love, what is love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the first verse, it says, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity," because of charity there, "love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I could move mountains and have not love, I am nothing."
Yeah.
Without love, Brian, we're nothing.
Absolutely.
And where does that come from? It comes from the indwelling Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Christ can move in us to give us a heart for others.
Yes.
That we would not otherwise possess.
Yeah. You know, you take for example maybe that homeless person.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us have that mentality now when we see a homeless person that they're just out there trying to get money. You know, a lot of us think that. I know I've thought it, you know, myself. I mean, you know, because they're out there at the corners asking for money and everything like that. So, but then one day the Lord said, you know, if you give them something, you're giving it out of love.
Yeah.
And what they do with that, that's up to them, but you've done your part. you know.
Well, and there are people, the law enforcement side comes out. There are people who panhandle for a living.
That's it.
That's all they do.
That's
and
it.
And they're organized.
Mm-hmm.
In Nashville, there was an event a few years ago when I was still living down there where they broke an organized panhandling group.
Yeah, gotcha.
And that group of people, probably 40, 50 people, were raising thousands upon thousands of dollars a day, every day.
Yeah.
And none of them had ever worked in years. But it was, and then somebody else was taking money off the top. Yeah. The organizers were taking a cut. Well, that's criminal.
Well, yeah.
Then there are people who are truly down on their luck. What we need is discernment.
Yes.
To recognize the difference.
Yes.
I want to help somebody who's struggling.
Yes.
Okay? I don't want to feed a criminal organization.
No.
And that takes discernment. Otherwise, I won't know the difference.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to err on the side of giving.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I am sure I've given to panhandlers who were criminals.
Sure.
I'm also sure I've given to folks who had genuine need.
Sure.
So we have to pray, Lord, give me discernment. You see somebody that's in trouble, ask the question, Lord, help me to know the right thing.
That's it.
Help me to do the right thing. He will.
Yeah. Are they hungry?
Yeah. Now, I learned again when I was in law enforcement, there was always somebody with a handout.
Sure.
All the local, I'll use the term wino.
Sure.
Any other time you saw them, they were inebriated.
Sure.
And can you give me something to eat? Come on.
Yeah.
Walk them over to the restaurant, set them down, and say, feed them whatever they want. I'll pay for the check.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want that. I want money. Well, then all you want to do is go buy a drink. Yeah. I'll feed you, but I'm not going to buy your liquor.
That's it. Did the same thing, you know. I'm like, you know, I'll buy you a burger or something like that, but I'm not going to give you money, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like people once again, with handouts, you know, hey, I'm hungry, I need food, but I thought you was going to give me money. No, I'll take you to the store and buy you some food.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give you the money to buy the food because we don't know what you're going to do with that money. So.
Well, you know, issue we face, and yet what does the Bible say about that? What does it say do? Give to them that ask of you?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
We set our own rules, don't we?
We do.
We set our own rules. And it is true, you know, I mean, and of course I've seen them in other countries where they would actually bring them in and turn them loose to go. And the people that were over them made money off of them.
Sure.
Yeah. You know,
sure.
They turn loose like you're talking about.
That can be in
the
country. That can be right here.
It can be here, especially in your cities, your big cities.
Sure, sure, sure.
But, you know, I don't really think anybody wants to live in the streets, be honest with you.
No.
I mean, you know, that would be hard to live in the streets.
It would be very hard.
And a lot of people have gone to the streets because of what's happened in their lives.
Sure.
It could have been a divorce. It could have been a losing a job. It could have been a lot of things. Now, here in people listening to us right now, in Kentucky, in this part of the world, is one of the most benevolent places you'll find anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd say there's a difference between here and New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, or California or somewhere like that.
Sure,
or somewhere we think about, maybe Chicago or somewhere. But, you know, we're benevolent people here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the South is, and I don't mean to be prejudiced, but you find more in the southern part, people more benevolent as a general rule.
Gotcha.
But really, I think everywhere I've traveled, all people are like that, really down deep, or can be, that will help somebody, you know. Yeah. But if we don't need to set the conditions. We need to set the conditions on what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Not what we think or think that person's doing.
Yeah.
But if somebody asks you for a piece of bread, now I'm not talking about money. It takes money to get some sandwich sometimes.
Sure does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
sure,
but
it does.
I'll buy them food without hesitation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I had forgot all about this. My pastor shared, you know, this past Sunday, there was a man that come and sat in our services one morning. which you could tell, you know, that he was homeless. And after service was over, he came up and got prayed for. And his only thing that he requested, that he needed some water. That's what he requested. He wanted some water and wanted to know if it was okay if he took, you know, his bicycle himself and went behind our fellowship hall and stayed there overnight.
Yeah.
You know. And said everybody had left, and my pastor said, you know, he said, Lord, hit me. He said, what are you doing? So he said, I had to go back. He said I got the man, and he said I took him. I think it was to Clarksville, and got him a motel room and put him up in a motel room overnight. Now, I've never seen him since. He's never come back since. Yeah. But you never know that you might be entertaining
angels unaware.
You know, to test you to see what
exactly
you're going to do.
We, you know, as chaplains that we in Logan County, there in Todd County, we get called out a lot on homeless people.
Oh yeah,
and a place to stay or something, mm-hmm. And it might be a domestic, but it might be just somebody that's coming through, don't have
sure.
no place to go.
Yeah,
and so we spend quite a bit of money a year,
yeah,
putting them up in the cheapest hotel in town.
Yeah,
you know, to stay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Especially if you got kids. And of course, there are people that abuse that.
Mm-hmm.
But look at 1 Corinthians 13 here. We got something coming up here, don't we?
Yeah, we need to get into pen from the heart.
Then we'll come
back and we're going to talk about that, all right?
All right.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Wood Line, blessings to you all. You are doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Love and prayers to you. From Hanson, God bless you, dear friends. From Clarksville, thank you all for your hard work. Please continue to pray for me. As you are trusting God for your finances, so am I. Faith and trust. God bless you all. From Springfield, thank you for your service to His kingdom.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Here on Missionary Radio, and of course, this is The Front Porch, and we're talking about love this morning. And, you know, it's good to love people.
Yeah, the Lord can fill your heart where you love people.
That's it, you know, and sometimes it's hard to love people.
Well, we got to look at our motives. Why do we love people?
Yeah.
Why do you do what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how often do we stop and think about that in our own lives? Why do we do what we do?
Yeah.
You know, what is the motive behind this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that has to do with our epistemology.
I don't know what
now,
that word
that's
is.
That's a big word. Explain to us.
That has to do with the fundamentals of how we think.
Okay.
My thinking determines how I behave.
Okay. That's true.
The foundations of my thinking determines how I respond to everything around me.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that foundation is the Word of God.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, other people have other things that they base their thinking processes on.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as I'm concerned, the Word of God is the truth.
Yes.
It's the whole truth. It's nothing but the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to hold fast to it.
Yes.
That changes my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That changes the way I see other people.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tell folks, because of my law enforcement background, I have no illusions as to the nature of man. Okay? Mm-hmm. Men are essentially wicked.
Yes.
You don't have to do anything but get around and walk around town to find that out.
Yes.
In any town you live in, small or large.
Mm-hmm.
But every human being is still the creation of Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
And if they'll listen to him, he will draw them to himself and give them a new life.
Mm-hmm.
So every person is potentially my brother or sister in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I see it that way, then I cannot look at them flippantly
mm-hmm.
or hatefully.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people won't let you get very close to them.
No, true.
But I need to understand that people are the object of God's love.
Yes.
It's not that God doesn't love, that God loves everyone indiscriminately. That's not true either.
Mm-hmm.
He hates sin.
Yes.
He's very clear about that.
So I think one of the biggest things that I hear now, and I've heard it for many, many years, just like what you mentioned, God is love. Somebody will come up.
Scripture says God is love.
People will say, well, God wouldn't do that because God is love. Well, listen, God also flipped tables.
Yeah. Well, and he also judges people.
Yes.
See, God, we must remember that while God is love, he is also holy.
Yes.
Holiness demands judgment. Doesn't mm-hmm. request it. Demands it.
Mm-hmm.
God's holiness will not allow us to mock him or make fun of him or to embrace sin wholly without incurring his wrath.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point of the revelation is the wrath of God is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this I don't know how many times. The three things the Holy Spirit does, he convicts us of sin.
Yes.
That is, of the fact that we are sinners.
We are sinners, yes.
In rebellion right. to a holy God.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, of righteousness, and the measure of that righteousness is the person who alone was righteous and is righteous, that's Christ,
mm-hmm.
and the certainty of judgment.
Yeah.
It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So God's love calls us to repent of sin. God's love calls us to measure up to the righteousness of Christ by becoming dependent upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And God warns us of the certainty of judgment
mm-hmm.
if we fail to do what he tells us to do.
Yeah.
Jesus says, if you love me, you'll what?
You'll serve me.
You'll keep my commandments.
Keep my commandments.
That's straightforward, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
So I get aggravated when people say, God won't judge. Yes, he will.
Oh, yes.
The Bible's full of it.
Oh, yes.
But that's not his desire.
Mm-hmm.
God wishes that none should perish.
Uh-huh.
It is God's desire that none should perish. Isn't that uh-huh. what the Word says?
Uh-huh.
That's a measure of love.
Mm-hmm.
The reason God warns of judgment is because God loves.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't love, he wouldn't warn.
Mm-hmm.
He would. Matthew Henry writes in one of his commentaries, the reason that God calls people to repentance is because he loves them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he would just leave them in the sin and let them go to the conclusion of that
mm-hmm.
without attempting to intervene. But every day, God's trying to intervene.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
We would do well to listen.
You know, I'm sure you guys probably the same way, but, you know, the Lord will say, Brian, don't do that. And what do? You do it. And there's always seems to me there's always a consequence every time I do something I shouldn't have done.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's his love. He's just telling us, hey, I told you not to do that, and he did it anyway. So here's a consequence you're going to have to go through.
Father disciplines because he loves.
That's right.
A heavenly Father disciplines because he loves.
That's it.
If he didn't love, there would be no discipline.
Just that's right.
Let
that's
us
right.
go out there and...
You don't like him whoopings, neither do you.
I don't like him whoopings.
Trips to the woodshed have never been fun.
Them whoopings are bad.
Well, look at how we're supposed to operate here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at some of the characteristics here. Love is long-suffering. Now, that don't mean you're sick all the time.
Mm-mm.
That means you're patient.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you patient today? Maybe in the workplace... You got somebody that, you know, you ever have those sandpaper people?
Mm.
They kind of.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Sandpaper people. How are you going to treat them today?
Yeah.
You're going to be long-suffering with them? You're going to be patient there?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they need to do this. They need to do that. No, Bible talk tells us what to do.
That's right.
You know, it's easy to say they need to do this and they need to do that. Mm-hmm.
And they may need to do it, but that's not the point.
That's not the point.
That's not the point.
The point is I need to be patient with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
As a draw to them.
Yes.
And you're not God. And you're not God.
No, I'm not God.
That's right.
It's a good thing I'm not God.
Amen.
It's a good thing others know I would, you know, I mean, we'd fry people all the time probably.
We would. Huh? We'd be like, zap.
You know, it doesn't behave itself unseemingly.
Yeah.
It's kind. Love, it doesn't behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. It doesn't seek its own. You want your own way all the time?
Mm-mm.
Most of us do.
Sure we do. That's the society.
Most of us do,
that's the
Brian.
Society we're in today.
Yes.
We want our own way. Not God's way, but our way.
See, it's always we see it in somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But what about ourselves? We need to examine ourselves.
Absolutely, every day.
The Bible tells us to judge ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, examine ourselves. Are we patient with somebody? Are we easily provoked? Do we get upset easily? Do you work around people that you have to be careful?
What you say and what you do.
Walking on tiptoes.
Yeah, walking.
Eggshells.
Yeah, walking on eggshells.
Around people because you know you're going to set them off if you're not careful. Are you one of those people?
Yeah, are you?
You know, this chapter is for us to examine ourselves.
Absolutely.
On our lifestyles and how we're living to walk in love.
Mm-hmm.
Because the greatest commandment is to love God and love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the one that keeps them all, those two.
You're talking about mentioning the neighbor things, that's hard. That's hard to do for some people.
Well, then the question was, who is my neighbor?
Yeah.
What parable did Jesus tell in relation to that?
Yeah.
Which one proved to be the neighbor was the Samaritan to help the guy in the ditch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we need to bear in mind how we ought to treat other people.
That's right. That's right.
Because that's a testimony to how we love the Lord.
All right. Well, we're going to break away for a few moments and get into Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope in a song, and we'll be back shortly.
Listen in as Johnny reads from Acts 1:8.
And you know this Bible verse well. It's Jesus' parting words to his disciples, his charge to them, to us, right before he ascends to heaven. And he tells us, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Oh, to be a witness for Christ. Oh, to point people to him, to make him famous, to tell others how good and gracious he is, to make Christ look good in the eyes of others, to do things that honor his reputation and so much more. From the moment you and I became Christians, God charged us to be witnesses for his Son. So we brag on, we boast on Jesus, and we better. People are constantly watching us, and if they know you're a Christian, they are really watching. And sometimes they're watching when you least expect it. The other day, I purchased a new computer. My old one had crashed. Instead of making life simpler, the new computer had me lost in a sea of special commands and option keys. I flipped open my owner's manual and rang up the 800 number. A machine answered and presented me with layers of messages to work my way through, which only added to my frustration. Finally, I spoke to a real person. She said, "Hi, I'm Michelle, and I'm here to help you. First, what's your name?" And I growled back, "Johnny Erickson Tata." And boy, Michelle, I hope you can help me. I am not a happy camper. There was this brief silence on the other end, after which Michelle said, Are you the Johnny Erickson Tata? Oh my goodness, I'd been caught. Here I was, about to chew out this lady and her computer company. But she knew I was a follower of Jesus. Probably she was too. So Michelle said with a laugh, "Oh, Mrs. Tata, I know who you are, so you can't get too frustrated with me." And at that point, we both laughed, because she was right. The reputation of Jesus was at stake, and I dare not let loose careless words that could wound or hurt, especially a sister in Christ like Michelle. And I guess it begs the question, should you or should we as Christians always weigh every word? Never tell a lie? Always keep your temper under control? Say only what you mean and mean what you say? Of course we should. We have no excuse doing otherwise. For when you name the name of Christ, people expect you to act like Him, talk like Him, in short, be a witness for Him. Is that a bad thing? No, not at all. For the Christian, it's reasonable. Is it easy? No, weighing your words before you speak is always hard. But it's doing the hard and good things that ultimately make for a good witness for Jesus. Friend, you can do your part well and build up Christ's followers as well as make unbelievers thirsty for God. Or you can act out your frustrations and defame Christ's good name. Which will it be today? Remember, you've received a very high calling. I have received a high calling, even when my computer is not working.
And listening, friend, I wonder, have you ever been caught like Michelle caught Johnny, ready to let loose a long string of complaints? Well, today is a new day, so let's dedicate it to Jesus and purpose to be a good witness. And finally, would you just pray with me? Lord Jesus, enable us to live in a way that honors you today. It's in your name alone that we pray. Amen.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in John 6:35, "Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." He began his ministry by being hungry, yet he's the bread of life. Jesus ended his earthly ministry by being thirsty, yet he is the living water. Jesus was weary, yet he is our rest. Jesus paid tribute, yet He's the King. Jesus was accused of having a demon, yet He cast out demons. Jesus wept, yet He wipes away our tears. Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver, yet He redeemed the world. Jesus was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, yet He is the Good Shepherd. Jesus died, yet by His death, He destroyed the power over death. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
All I have to do is turn on the radio, and there is a song or message that applies to my situation.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
1959, Cuba.
This is the biggest demonstration in Cuba's history. Almost a million people are here. There is Fidel Castro, the leader.
Cuba then became a one-party, communist and atheist state.
When the revolution took over in 59, things becomes bad to the churches.
But today, this longtime Cuban pastor sees hope.
We really think that this is our time to reach our country. Now people are willing to listen to the gospel.
Cuba needs Jesus. Cuba needs you. You can be part of something really big. Join TWR in taking the good news of Jesus into Cuba every night by radio.
Radio waves can reach everywhere. Any Cuban could listen to the gospel.
Partner today with TWR.
Join us for Cuba Needs Jesus July 14th and 15th on Missionary Radio.
Of course, this is the Front Porch on Tuesday morning, and we thank you so much for being with us today. And we're talking about love. Well, talking about love, we're talking about Johnny Erickson Tada.
Right.
Of course, I know that you have had an opportunity to meet her.
I had the privilege of meeting Johnny on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
And spending time with her in California and then in several of the prisons where we did Wheels for the World wheelchair projects.
Mm-hmm.
She's an extremely humble, articulate, warm, loving person.
Yeah.
But her husband, Ken,
yes,
is probably the best demonstration of 1 Corinthians love of anybody I've ever seen.
Yes.
He is so attentive to her.
Yeah.
And she's quadriplegic. She can't do anything for herself, or not much of anything for herself.
But now here's the thing. They didn't get married till after
He met her after she after she already was quadriplegic.
So he knew what he was stepping into.
Well, he thought he did.
Yeah.
She tells that story. You can find several places where she tells the story of he thought he did, but he really didn't.
Yeah.
And she had to educate him along the way.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't phase. His love was steadfast and remains so.
Today,
That's what love till death do you part really looks like.
Yes. And that's a sign of love.
That's a sign of God's kind of love.
Yeah, true love. Yeah.
And, you know, I know people listen to us now probably may be in a home where there's somebody that they have to care for all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And to continue that love walk and patience and stuff.
Yeah,
we find in 1 Corinthians 13,
mm-hmm.
needs to be commendable to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to encourage you to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's not a matter of being a hearer of the word only, but a doer. You know, people have different circumstances that happen in their life that they cannot have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how you handle that circumstance and how you work through it makes all the difference in the world. It seems like some people... everything hits them.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And then some people look like you'll see some people say, well, they never have any trouble. Mm-hmm. But they may have more trouble than what you think they do.
Sure, sure.
We don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
We don't know the challenges of other people's lives.
Uh-huh.
We barely know our own.
Very true.
And we should be attentive to other people's needs as much as we can. But it's another thing to pray about. Lord, help me to identify or to understand how so-and-so's life's going.
Sure.
If you stop and think about it, people who have been living hard lifestyles may be looking for the same thing you were looking for.
Sure. So do you think that we should take time to ask Jesus to show us how to love a certain person?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
To take that time, say, "Hey, God, show me what I need to do to love this person."
Yeah. The reality is we don't know how.
Yeah.
The kind of love that Christ has, human beings cannot create in themselves.
Yeah.
It's like righteousness. Mm-hmm. I can't create within myself righteousness. Otherwise, it's self-righteousness. And if it is, it's self-serving.
Mm-hmm.
What I need to do, Lord, show me how to love the way you love.
Right.
Teach me how to walk the way you walk.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it John who says something that we should walk the way he walked?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, we got a checklist.
We do have a checklist.
1 Corinthians 13 is a checklist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love is patient and kind, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
look
absolutely.
At it, it says, it doesn't seeketh not her own, not easily provoked, isn't puffed up.
Puffed up.
Yeah,
not
that
proud.
Means, you know, don't smoke too much.
Yes, that means proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, these are guidelines for us to examine ourselves.
Yes.
Are we doing this?
Are
especially
we?
In those sandpaper people
are
in a situation that is very trying.
Yeah.
Sandpaper people are the ones that rub you the wrong way.
That's what I figured you was going with. I mean, you know. Now, see, y'all come up with some old sayings there. You know, after you mentioned that, I was like, okay, I get what you're talking about now. At first time, I was sitting there thinking, sandpaper people? What are you talking about? Sandpaper people. Because they rub you the wrong way. I got
there you
now.
Go.
See, I'm catching on.
There you go.
I'm catching
you gotta
on.
Learn. You got to learn this lingo.
I got to learn.
But, you know, it says it rejoices not in iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
What is iniquity, Brian?
Go ahead and explain it to me.
What's sin?
Sin, okay.
I mean, do we rejoice when we see something that happens? I mean, let's take, for instance, if think what Christ feels like right now, even with what's going on in Iran.
Yeah.
And all that's going on in the world.
Yes.
You think he rejoices when somebody's blown apart?
No.
No.
Huh?
Now,
no. The New American Standard renders that verse, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
Rejoices with the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we don't get caught up in the unrighteous stuff.
Yes.
Our focus is on what's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Jesus, remember, is the standard of righteousness. If I want to know what righteousness looks like, I have to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at other men.
No.
And I don't look at the dictionary. I look at the person of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You remember he overturned tables. I believe you mentioned that earlier.
I mentioned that earlier, yeah.
But what else did he do? He healed the sick.
Healed the sick.
Gave sight to the blind.
Mm-hmm.
Healed the lame, the leper.
Mm-hmm.
He had compassion for people.
That's right.
And he had the power to address that. We don't have that kind of power, but we can certainly pray for those folks, and we can provide what comfort we are able to provide. We comfort others with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted.
Yep.
But look at it. Look at this in here. Look at this little word in the seventh verse there. It says, beareth all things,
believeth
all things,
hopeth
all things, endureth all things, love never faileth.
Amen.
That all, is that, does that mean when we feel like it sometimes?
No. All means mean? Every circumstance, all. Every situation.
Every,
all?
Yeah.
Means
everything?
All. Does mean all.
Mm-hmm.
Now that.
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Yeah, when we think we're doing real good, we need to examine ourselves and say, okay, how am I handling this situation?
Yeah, how am I handling this?
That's the right question.
Yeah. You know,
how am I handling this situation?
Yeah.
And hopefully the right answer is I'm doing well, but it's more likely to be I'm struggling on this point, or that point.
Yes.
Right.
Now, I know we only got a couple of minutes left. We're talking about love.
Yeah.
So what's the greatest love story of all?
The love of Christ.
The love of Christ. What did he do for us?
He laid down his life for us.
Because he loved us.
He died on the cross as a propitiation for our sin.
Yes.
And, you know, he is the example. If we want to know how to walk in love, we need to read a lot about Jesus.
Oh, absolutely.
Amen.
You know, we need to read Jesus. We need to read in what's in red a lot, too.
Yeah.
You know, read.
We want to know what love. We want to know what love is. Just read about Jesus, and he'll show you love.
Just read Jesus.
That's right. Just read Jesus.
But really,
he
is
the picture of righteousness. Also, he's the picture of love.
Yes.
He's the only man that was ever a perfect man.
And it's the most powerful weapon in the world is love.
Absolutely.
The most powerful defense you have is love.
Yes.
Love overcomes a multitude of sins.
Overcomes a multitude of sins.
Amen.
Not only their own lives, but other people's lives too.
Amen. Amen.
And overlooking things that bother us.
That's right.
Can you overlook something that person's bothering you today with?
Yeah. That's right, can you? That's true. Tim, will you pray us out of here today?
Father, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to study about Christ, to understand what love really looks like and what righteousness looks like. Help us to be attentive to your instruction that we might emulate you, that we might depend upon you and actually walk that way.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to walk in your love.
Yes.
And to demonstrate day by day who you are to those around us, that they might know you and be delivered from the power of sin and have the hope of eternal life. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to The Front Porch. Join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.